Blog Talk Radio.
I came up out the darkness, searching for light. I know home is where my heart is, but now nothing seems right. I try to make peace and trust my losses and carry on somehow, but I've come much too far and it's too late to turn back now. Here I go again.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vibes Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vibes, along with my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Time just flew today. Time flew for me today. It's like there's not enough hours in a day.
Same here. Same here. It's like I blinked and it was time to do a show. I was like, damn it, let me get up. I caught myself trying, you know, I got up early, did some work early, and I said, okay, I'm an old man now, so I got to do that midday nap thing. And I woke up just in enough time for the show. So, yeah, it flew, though. It definitely flew. It's something about Thursdays. By the time we get to Thursday, it's a wrap. You know,
yeah.
It's a wrap. You know, we'll be picking our head up, talking about happy weekend, good weekend, have a great weekend.
Always.
Yeah.
It's time, you know, the show that you guys, the highlight of you guys' week, because we know you guys love these topics. You know, so for those who don't know, it is Therapy Thursday, and we are going to be discussing the importance of sexually sound. Can relationships survive without it? Can bad sex be reversed? We're going to address some of those questions tonight, and if anybody want to add to the topic at hand or have any questions, interact with us on our social media pages. Or call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live or with us.
Yes, indeed. You know, feel free to chime in. Feel free to ask your questions. I am sure that some of you out there are having problems in the bedroom. So we are here to help you. We're here to we're here to share our pearls of wisdom of freakology in the bedroom.
Yes. Now, I'm going to start off by saying this because a lot of people say sex is not the most important thing, or some people feel like sex is not important. It may not be the most important thing, but it is very important when it comes to your relationship, because both parties have to be satisfied in all areas. You know, because sometimes when things aren't doing too good in the bedroom, it can affect other areas in a relationship. Or if some things in other areas are not up to par and there's some issues, it can affect how it is in the bedroom. So don't be lying to yourself saying sex isn't important in a relationship. It may not be the most important, but it's pretty up there. It's one of the important things, you know, because along comes with, you know, sex, you have bonding, you have intimacy, you know, is different levels to it. You know, certain vibe, energy, connections, and things of that nature. So it's not just the act of it. You know, it's everything that's leading up to it that can affect in a good or bad way when it comes to sex.
I agree. You know, this topic here, it's weird for me because there's so much attention being paid on the different lifestyles, threesomes, the lifestyle stuff like threesomes and bondage and BDSM and choking and spanking. And it's all of these extra stuff that people want to get into in the bedroom, but they're falling short with the basics. And it wasn't until we talked about, you said this is the topic you wanted to go for, and I'm starting to hear from people like, yeah, I mean, we've been together like 5 years. It's just boring. We're doing it now because it's like a, you know, it's a part of the program. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, damn. if that doesn't sound boring, like, I don't know. So it kind of weirds me out because on one hand, I'm literally watching a sexual revolution blossom in one area, and then the other area, the quote-unquote vanilla folks are having goddamn problems. Y'all not... Y'all can't be thinking about doing other shit if y'all can't get the basics right. And it's sad that y'all are here having bad sex.
And that's what it is. People have to get back to the basics. Some of y'all want to run around and, you know, be in the lifestyle and, you know, talking about threesomes and everything else. And, you know, you're not even satisfying the one person that you're with. Because all you can think about is the fact that you're having a threesome. So you can't satisfy one, but you want that responsibility and that pressure to satisfy two. And sometimes they don't even know that they're not satisfying them.
Mm-hmm.
Stop faking people. That's is y'all's fault. Because when y'all faking, it's because y'all in love and y'all don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. You're faking, and they thinking that they the sweetest thing since sugar. And then when they get with the next person, they're a big disappointment because y'all was faking, lying, having them think that they was doing something when they wasn't.
Okay.
So that's a big thing into it too. And like I said, people think about the actual act. They don't think all about all the surrounding things that go along with it. You know, once it becomes, you know, and once it becomes like a chore, it's over. You know, because some people think when they're with someone, they're in, and they have to. It's their job. Mm-hmm. That person is entitled. So it's like they're just going through the motions with no real satisfaction, no intimacy. You know, they don't have the conversations. They figure like, oh, okay, we've been together for this amount of years. Then, oh, I know what he want. I know what she want. And y'all just doing the same thing over and over again, not trying anything new, not adding any spice to it, not sitting having a conversation. Sometimes you got to ask.
Yeah.
Am I satisfying you? Is it something else you want to try? Or is it something else that you're into that we haven't? Like, you got to communicate. You know, you don't want to be in a place where it's like, that instant gratification where you might be satisfied in that moment, but then you like, something is missing, you know? Because eventually it's going to really spark a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you made an excellent segue to the very first question I got here. There's some times where you have to ask for what you want, but it comes at a cost. This question is one that they want to be called, and I quote, just call me stupid. Okay, just called me stupid. And he says, to start it off, y'all, my girlfriend called me gay. So I told my 32-year-old girlfriend, and I'm 29, by the way, that I was interested in having her put a toy in my butt, and she told me I was gay for that, even though I have zero attraction to men. Tried to explain it to her. She wouldn't listen. I'm just looking for some thoughts on the matter. I thought it would do something different to spice things up, because after a while, the sex does get a little stale. But please, please tell me what I should do about this situation, because she really thinks I'm gay.
Well, let's define gay now, people. Gay is not the act that you do, it's with whom you do the act with. That's first and foremost. But sometimes when you act, when you go into that conversation where you're trying to see what somebody's into and not into, and you're trying to, you know, figure it out and try new things, you got to check the temperature a little bit. Did you ever hear her talk? Because first of all, when certain people aren't into something and they're closed-minded, they just won't understand it. It's a difference between somebody just not being into something and somebody not understanding something and too closed-minded to even have that conversation and try to understand. Because it's a difference if it's like, if she's just like, okay, I'm just not into that. And then you guys could try something else. But when it's like, oh, you know, now it's the name calling and you're gay, did you explain to her that the reason, one of the reasons why you want to try something new is because you're not satisfied? It's, he called it stale, you know? So basically, you know, he's not satisfied. It's getting to that point where it's like routine now, you know? But sometimes you got to kind of know who you're dealing with, you know? Has she ever made comments where, you know, homophobic, comments, you know, when she see gay people or anything like that, you know? It also could be coming from a place from has nothing to do with him, has something to do with her, where she's insecure to feel like, okay, so now she thinks he like guys, is he going to cheat on her with a guy, you know, or leave her for a guy, whatever the reason is. But the immature thing was to go to the name calling without actually sitting and having that conversation and just clearly saying, you know, I hear what you're saying, we could try something new, but that's not for me. You know, because me personally, I couldn't be with nobody like that, because now it's a disrespect thing. Because he said no matter how many times, you know, he tried to explain it, and she's still insisting that he's gay. So now it's like, oh, I'm going to disrespect you, and now I'm just going to keep on disrespecting you. So at this point, she doesn't respect you. Because even when you choose to open up to her and have a conversation with her, you know, now it's the name calling. Now she has this visual of you, or how she feel about you. And regardless what somebody's into, the person that they're with should not disrespect them.
Yeah, you stole my thunder on that one. It's that maturity level. And it's ignorance. Let's just call it for what it is. If you're going to ask your mate, what can we do to spice things up, or your mate suggests some things to spice up, if you're not into it, just don't be into it. How could you be with someone and then instantly assume that they're gay because they want something done that you don't understand enough to fully comprehend it properly? So, yeah, just to make a long story short, you might have to get out of that situation, because she, at this point, is, if she's continuously calling you gay, she doesn't see you as the man that you truly are. So, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. And the goofy part is, if she did it, it probably would have made sex better for her, too, because that's something you wanted. And like the queen said, we have to be able to separate, hey, this is actually an act of homosexuality, And hey, this is just something that's not my lane. I just don't like it. So the minute that we're able to do that, we'll have better relationships, healthier relationships. You know, that was just childish. You know, we got to stop calling every damn thing gay. Question. Now, I recently had a conversation with a friend who I will remain nameless. And she seems to think that her best sex with her boyfriend is when he's drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And she said when he's not drunk, it's not that it's bad, it's just not blah that she's called. It's blah. Right? It's just, but when he goes out with the boys or we got liquor in the house and she's like, he's a gun. You know, he's flipping and like, flapjacking her over the house. Like, right? So is that something that you've heard a lot of or have you experienced it yourself? Or?
Well, it is. I hear that a lot because when people... You know, some people are drinkers, some people are smokers, and when they do that, it opens them up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So a little more open-minded. You got to look at it like this. Somebody do something when they drunk, they can always blame it on alcohol if it doesn't work out, right? So if you decide to try something new or take it to another level and it don't work out, you could be like, oh, you know. You know, I'm sorry, I was drunk, it won't happen again, yada, yada, yada. But if it works out, they're going to continue to do it. But sometimes people only have, feel free, more freer to be able to do things when they're under the influence.
Yeah, I can't, for me, I've never had drunk sex in terms of me being drunk. I've never done it. I don't know what it's like. I can't honestly ever say I've been drunk before, so I wouldn't know. I mean, I've seen the memes, I've heard the jokes, that henny dick, that perp dick, you know, because it ain't liquor, it's pills, you know. So I just thought it was funny that women are actually telling their dudes, you know, bring a bottle with you before you come through. You know, that's a weird concept to me. Because if the only way you can get that real good shit, that real good sex is if someone's inebriated, I don't know if I want it that way. For me, that's just my ego, but I don't know if I want it that way. I don't think I can do it.
But, you know, it's also a mental thing because people automatically have in their minds set up that, oh, if someone is drunk, then... You know, they're going to be looser and you're going to do more. Which is not always necessarily the case in it, but sometimes people already go in with that mental. So that's why when you hear somebody say, oh, you know, bring a bottle, or what's the first thing when a dude thinks he's about to try to ease in there, you drink, you smoke, because that's their go-to. Because in their minds, that's what's going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for me, I just keep hearing the song "Blame It on the Alcohol." You did something stupid. You must have liked it, but you're gonna blame it on alcohol. I even think about the memes where they show this ugly person, and they say this is with the liquor and the lights is off, but when you sober up, this is what they really look like. And I'm going, I got that embedded in my head. How could you be, I don't know. I'm not going to say in front and say I ain't, you know, clap some cheeks up that was drunk. But they were my cheeks. They belonged to me. You know what I mean? I don't do that Lucy just, you know, I don't do all of that friends with benefit stuff. But I don't know. If a woman's going to tell me I was great and I wanted to be because I was great with sex and not because something enticed me or had me all riled up to do that. So, you know, there's one thing if she's saying, now here's the other side. It's aside from the pills and the liquor, if we're talking about, you know, you popped a little blue joint to get him up, to give you that extra 3 or 4 rounds, that's different. I can understand that, you know, because I know how important that is to women. Speaking of which.
Okay.
Oh, boy. This one is from Tammy from Darby, PA. Tammy says, okay, I just saw this flyer about bad sex. So tell me, y'all, for real, why is it most men can't give us one round? She says us, then brackets me. More than one round. The one round be dope for a good 20 minutes, but after that, they roll over and go to sleep, and we be wanting more. It was good for a minute, but it's bad long term. Please tell me, why is it like this?
I mean, everybody different. You got a handful of y'all that just, you know, can match, you know, their mate's energy. Another thing is people don't understand is certain things you're supposed to do, and the way your lifestyle is also affects your sex. You know, a lot of people don't know you're supposed to kind of pregame with yourself. Guys supposed to kind of do the little pregame thing before they actually do the actual act, which most don't, you know, especially if alcohol could play a part in it too. If they're, I mean, you know, drink too much, smoke too much. And so, I mean, it's some people that can get a couple of rounds in, but it got to be some type of break or leeway in between. Or what about the intimacy or the foreplay in between, you know, round one and round two? Or if you want a nap, that nap's going to help him. Let him get that little nap in. I'm not talking about to the point where he's, you know, snoring and everything. Let him get that little break, tap on his shoulder, man. Or get him up, wake him up. I like to call it the alarm clock. Wake him up when you're ready for round two, and let it happen.
Yeah, I think that alarm clock is important. You know, don't let him lay there too long, because you got to understand, he done put the work in. He done pumped and pounded, and he done bust his jaw, and he ready to go to sleep. You got to wake him up, kiss his neck, work your way down there, put a ball in your mouth or two, you know, get the sloppy toppy and get that little, get that little gummy worm standing straight up. Do what you need to do to get him back up. For like you said, that pre-show game, you know, you got to get that real good foreplay in, you know, just enough to where he wants more and more of you. You know, foreplay is very important. You know, the kissing, the licking of spots, not just going straight in for the kill, but just the tease of it all makes him want you more. And after he busts, he's still riled up, so he won't want to go again. So, but yeah, that's another big thing I'm hearing about. Dudes who can't go more than one round. What's up with that? That in itself is a thing. What do you think is up with that, Queen? What do you suggest these brothers do?
First of all, if you feel like a man is not pleasing you, you have to show him how to please you. Don't let him get away with that lazy shit. That's for sure. Because the problem is people are, we have certain habits. We're creatures of habit. So when you first meet somebody and y'all can hit that stage or whatever, and you letting them slide with little stuff, don't do it. Because once you start letting him slide, he thinks certain things is okay. And then next thing you know, he's just ice skating all over the place. No.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know from the get-go, you know, how you want your body touched. Because you know what it is? It's that, she timed it. She said like 20 minutes. If he just, you know, jackrabbing it like a jackhammer, then, I mean, of course he's going to be tired. He's doing too much. He's putting too much energy into the wrong thing. The time, if he explored and he did what he had to do and explored the body and touched and kissed and felt and licked and stuff and took his time, that he could probably already make you come 2 or 3 times before you insert it. First of all, that's a rule. That's a rule of mine.
Yeah.
I need to bust at least one time before you even enter.
That's another hidden, well, not hidden. That seems like a lost art now. There ain't enough dudes out here eating pussy. There ain't enough titty sucking. I'm hearing about chicks with what's this thing about the one nipple, favorite nipple? What is that shit about?
Because
I keep seeing, the memes and. Ladies, if your man ain't mastered, if you've been with this dude more than a year and he ain't mastered the art of putting both nipples in his mouth at the same goddamn time, you need to punch him in the jaw. Okay? You need to give him a good hook. See, look here.
Okay, I would like to note that Hakeem brought up violence first.
No, there you go. Yeah, but that's just me being me. You should kick him square in the nuts. God, you get your goddamn stilettos on to get the stomping. Because if you riding dick the way you want him to, the way he wants you to, you lean forward. He grab both tits, slam them bitches together, arc them nipples, and put them in his mouth. One nipple. You equally suck both tits. I don't understand. Shit, you suck both tits equally. You put honey on one and some goddamn ice on the other. You figure it out. Do what you need to do. Shit, brothers, do you want one ball sucked? No, you want both. Preferably at the same goddamn time if you can. Oh, man. Why, dudes? I seen that meme. I said, holy shit. Oh, man. You know, okay. When you're a baby, it don't count. It's okay. You can. When you're a baby, a little boy, you can fuck on any nipple you want, five along you want. Wherever they got the good sweet milk at, that's where you go. But when this is your boyfriend, man, you want both of your joints equally gripped, sucked, you know, and attended to.
Right. They both want to be loved correctly.
Yeah. Hey, man, what the hell? Well, Queen, what about man nips? I got a question here. Oh, boy, I can't win. This person's name is Tyrone.
Okay.
And Tyrone, I won't hold it against you for your name. I'll read your shit. Tyrone says his fiance refuses to lick his nipples. And he says probably because they're a little too hairy. He loves it. He's like, when she licks his nipples, he busts her ass and she screams, she yells, she gets multiple orgasms. But for some reason, he's just not as hyped when she doesn't lick his nipples. What in the hell can I do to get this woman to suck these man titties?
Well,
you go, Queen.
Maybe she don't understand. First of all, men and women have the same arousal point. The body is the body. Get that clear. But maybe it's too much for her when she does it. Did you ask her that? Because he said he'd be busting her ass. He'd be going to pound town. Maybe it's too much for her. You know, when she does lick his nipples. So that's why she don't. Well, maybe, are you going to shave him? It could be the hair. Maybe she doesn't want to lick hair. Maybe she just. You want her to be properly groomed before you go down? Like, come on. Got to be appealing. Like, I understand. I'm all for, you know, pleasing your mate and everything like that. But, I mean, you said they're a little hairy. So clearly you know that's an issue. So why are you asking us? You know, try to do something about that. Werewolf?
Wobbles and suck them. You got a goddamn. You need, what's that thing that they got out for shaving balls now? You need the Lawnmower 2000. Shave your nips. When she go get a wax, you take your ass too and go get one of them 40-year-old virgin type of waxes across your chest. Fucking fuzzy nipples. You got Chewbacca hanging on each nip. What the hell?
You ain't granted it.
It's why she won't resent. She won't. I mean, let's be honest, bro. If she came home with a nice outfit and you wanted to suck, he wanted to suck you some titties tonight, and you pull the bra off and it's some fucking fuzzy lumpkins, all right, some goddamn Ewoks and shit hanging from her nipples. What the hell would you do? You ain't gonna want to suck that shit.
For a second, I'm like, maybe it's too much for her. But then I got the image in my goddamn head how I would feel. First of all, he better be lucky she did it sometime. Because if they hairy, I'm not doing it at all. Get rid of the taco meat, bro.
Oh, man. Can you imagine it's like some 70s porn star hair around the fucking nipples?
It's still. I don't know if I would start laughing, I would be instantly pissed and resort to violence. Because wait for Ashton Kessler to pop up and see how I've just been pumped. Because I don't. He's going to say, granted, you know.
Got a little fucking a fuzzy Pikachu hanging from the nipples. Oh, man. But yeah, it's got to. We have to take into account that personal grooming is also important when we are trying to have good, satisfying sex.
Mm-hmm.
I got one. I got a good one here for you, Queen. This young lady doesn't want to be named. She's saying that recently, her man they got engaged a couple months ago. And she is saying that her man has recently put on some weight. And when he put on the weight, some things in his body chemistry has changed. She says his balls seem to smell a little irregular than before he gained the weight. She's like, I used to give him fellatio, used to give him the sloppiest of the toppy, but I can't go down there like that anymore because even after he showers, something just ain't right. The dick is good, but I love to suck dick. I just can't get it in like I want to until we get the stank out. I told them about it. We talked about it. I know y'all going to say, have a communication system. Well, we do. He has tried everything from Dove soap, Caress soap, Irish Spring. He scrubs his balls raw. Is there anything you guys can recommend to get the stank out of his balls?
Is it something he eating? Is it something medical, you know? Have y'all went that far to actually go to a professional thing? I mean, that goes by, you know,
oh my God.
Talking about like lifestyles and stuff too.
Oh, man. He said, what is he eating? I don't know if he's eating chitlins and making his balls stay. Oh,
he's
shit.
Heavier. So maybe he has to take the, maybe, I mean, antibacteria soap. Some of y'all just use any type of soap, antibacteria soap. Then you got to understand it. He gained some weight. Maybe you got to do some big girl secrets to kind of keep from getting sweaty and stuff like that. If go see your doctor.
You might need to go see a dermatologist, or somebody. What do you say, you some big girl secrets? Oh, shit. Oh, man, excuse me.
When you are a person of a particular size, you got to go the extra mile. And I mean, you're going to – people sweat more. People, you know, their bodies are different. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she's talking about he scrubbed. Damn, he scrubbed the skin off his body. He needs to go to a doctor.
Yeah, and all the Caress, the Dove, the Irish Spring, those are the most scented. Here's the issue. He's creating more bacteria down there because he is a big guy. And more times than not, he probably has some kind of fungal thing going on down there. So, one, he should go see the doctor, and if you can't get an appointment fast enough, you could try this. If you get your favorite body wash, something that's antibacterial, pour it in a little cup or a bowl and mix it with some apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar is a natural; it will help you. It'll give you that extra layer of clean that soap won't do for you. The same way women could do vinegar to clean themselves out, it works for our balls too. I just don't recommend that you go grabbing a bottle of Heinz and pouring it all over your nuts because it might give you a little sting. But get yourself some organic apple cider vinegar. Pour it in a bowl or a cup. Mix it with your favorite body wash and stir it up. Dip your rag in it and coat your balls real good. Give it a couple minutes. Wash it off. Repeat. And then you take your shower. You do the same thing for your underarms and your ass. All the places where moisture can build up and fungal shit can build up and bacteria builds up because that's what's making you stink, bacteria. So scrub your nuts with some organic apple cider vinegar and your favorite body wash, and you'll notice the difference in actually a day or two if you do it right. So, and soak. You need to soak. You need to take a whole goddamn bubble bath like a woman do. Pour some goddamn apple cider vinegar in that water and soak your musty balls because there's some shit going on. And dry yourself properly and then put some ointment and shit on you. I had a buddy of mine who had to say, probably, I can't, those fucking balls always smell like hoagie meat. Yeah. He said my balls always smell like hoagie meat. So he would go up to 52nd Street over here in Philly. He'd go get the whipped shea butter. And he after the shower and he dries and he takes the shea butter and he moistures itself, coats itself down there. He puts it all down there and you don't smell anything. It coats and it clogs up the funk. So I hope that helps because I know you can't wait to get back to sucking dick, man. Sucking dick is important and it helps. It saves relationships sometimes. So I don't want to see y'all break up because he got goddamn Subway pastrami sandwich balls. So let's get that straightened out. Fucking balls. Call your mama. Why are you crying?
You said you call her your mama.
Huh?
I said they communicated at least.
Yeah, that's a good thing that y'all talking about it and y'all working it out together. And that's an important part. But, hey, look here, man. You got to be able to smell your own balls. Okay? We smell our balls. When we sit down in the chair and the air goes up, we smell it. The same way women smell that damn fishy smell. Okay, some of y'all women in these sundresses, they running around here with no panties on, and it's just got them canned fish meat running around here around town. You smell that shit, go home and wash that shit out. And the same thing for you fellas. Your woman, it shouldn't take you that long. You have to figure out some things, change your diet like the queen mentioned. You know, more fruits, more vegetables, more water. Okay? Some things you can do to help yourself inside and out. Ooh, funky balls. Hygiene, Queen. Since we're on it, I mean, that can really play a part in the lack of good sex. Don't you? I mean, what do you think?
I agree. Because I'm not about to lay down next to nobody, and my nose is going to be assaulted every time I lay next to them. And I'm definitely not giving nobody no head, and I got to hold my breath while I'm down there. Because either the smell going to make me pass out or holding my breath well. You know? You want somebody to look good, smell good, you know. It's something about a man that smells good.
Yeah, because that's in, you know, that's important. You know, you have some good oral sex, and then they come up for a kiss, and the breath's just terrible. You ever had that experience? The fucking breath is the breath is so bad that on the, you know how a kiss starts? It starts with the, you know, the little muck. And then you start, and then a tongue come out. But you got your mouth closed because this breath is strong as shit. And you just came out the bathroom and brushed your teeth and the shit's still strong. It's like, what do you do? It's a secret technique for those of you who are trying to figure out how to get yourself out of that jam. You don't want to embarrass them. You don't want to stop the move. You're horny. You're ready to go. You just need to get through this moment. So you turn the chin and grab the back of the head and force it towards the neck. Get the neck kisses and the neck sucking and work your way down. Get it as far away from your nose as possible, as quickly as possible. And the problem is, when you get up in the morning, you got all this sloppy, funky-ass breath around your neck. So, hey. Oh, man. Hey. Yeah.
You get a flashback? I hear it all in your voice. You got a flashback?
Yeah, I had a couple. Yeah, yeah. You know, sometimes a little balls in your mouth or some dick in your mouth will freshen your breath. I've seen it happen. You know, I've heard women say some dude's breath is balling, so they put it in the pussy, and it comes out better. There you go. But, yeah, hygiene is important, y'all. It's very important because it can make or break your sexual experience. All right, Queen, I challenge you. What is your worst sexual experience that just fucked up any hopes of satisfaction?
Okay. When you don't know what it looks like, what the size is, and then once they pull it down, they haven't finished growing yet, you know, micro penis, you know, that kind of thing. I was like, and then you know what was the last and final straw? Because I'm all into clitoral stimulation. So, hey, you can get me off without even penetrating, okay, if you know what you're doing. And then he said, wait, I'm getting a flashback. I'm getting mad all over again. He said he never gave oral before. I said, you can't afford not to. You can't afford not to. You better learn it and master it. You cannot, you don't have that luxury to not do it. Because the equipment you have, it's not going to pass inspection clearly it passed inspection with someone because he had a child with them. So, but for someone like me, it's not even going to get to the next level because I'm not going to why waste my time? Because I know it's not going to happen. So that was a terrible experience for me. And, no matter how much that person tried, they will never see me again because that's a lost cause right there. I am a great teacher, but I can't teach him anything.
So you felt like you couldn't teach him how to eat you right?
It wasn't that. It was the size, like, it just, it was too many problems to try to fix. You know, it's like, okay, you don't have you don't have the equipment, but now I got to try to train you too. Like, it's, in that moment, we weren't, like, this was not a forever thing where I'm like, okay, I got a little time here. You know, but it's nothing I can do about size. No, and I'm, all the great products that I have, is nothing I can do about size. And it is a testing is too small. It is a testing is too small.
Well, y'all could.
And I'm pissed because he knew he was small. You jerk your dick with two fingers. You know it's small. You don't surprise somebody like that. Ah, well, so this is.
Y'all could have scissored.
This is the right thing. Why y'all ain't broke Gucci?
Yeah, about to just bump clicks and shit. Oh, fuck, you got an extended clip.
I signed up to be with a male, so.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is fucked up to get a shorty doo-wop and can't lick a lot. That's just a double whammy.
And the crazy thing is she constantly called me and was like, you know, I never did it before, but I'll do it to you. I like you and da-da-da, but... First of all, I'm like, he ain't right. He shouldn't have surprised me like that. He ain't right.
Well, it's kind of hard for a man just to come out and say, hey, by the way, I got a little small wee-wee.
Well, but once we're in that moment.
When they announce that.
But once we're in that moment, and you know I'm about to see it anyway, that was beyond small. That was beyond small. I think he was really supposed to be a woman when he was. He skipped that line.
That's a common thing. There's still a lot of brothers out there who ain't packing, who ain't even, you know. I'm hearing the baby dick syndrome a lot lately. Get some extend. Some extends, get yourself a penis pump, you know, to give yourself an inch or two extra.
In order for you to pump something, I gotta be able to latch you on.
So you telling me he had a sausage from Vienna?
I want to say some, but I might be giving him too much credit. It might have been pinky.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry to hear that experience.
See, you about to make
mine's
me
was a little more traumatic.
Go punch him in the face. You about to make me find him and go punch him in the face. So, what was your worst experience?
My worst. I have two, but I'm really only going to talk about one because the other one was far more terrifying than this one. This one traumatized me for many years, for about a good 25 years.
Goddamn.
Gritty titty. I have still yet to figure out how can a woman have some kind of hard black substance around her areola that when a man goes and sucks the titties, he goes, pip, 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 this little hard, crusty shit.
Oh, my God.
It's like particles of the nipple was just falling the fuck apart. And I couldn't understand it. And I to this day, have not experienced it ever again. And my first thought was, okay, maybe she lactates throughout the day and she just didn't get a chance to clean it. No lactate. Our fucking kids were big as shit. No, she just had this thing going on with her nipples and a part of the areola where the skin would break off into like little – you ever pick a scab?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like hard and crusty in your fingers. That's what that shit felt like.
Well, shame on her for even letting you suck her titties knowing her situation.
And the worst part is this was somebody I wanted to lay the pipe to for, you know, very badly, and I finally got her, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And she rotten, and I didn't want to, I'm one of them kind of guys when you're rotten, I like to suck some titties, right? You're owed that. If you're going to bounce up and down on a man, he should suck your titties, lick your neck, call you a whore, all that good shit, right? Mm-hmm. And choke the fuck out you, by the way. But I just couldn't, because it was fucking titty grits, right? You ever had some fucking grits where it wasn't cooked all the way, and that shit all crunchy in your teeth and shit, and you spitting that shit out? That's what was going on here. And every woman I dealt with after that, I'm always checking the titties to make sure I never have this experience again. Fucking terrified. Oh, boy. So, ladies, please put some ointments and shea butter and cocoa butter on your goddamn tits, and don't give your man gritty titties in his mouth. That shit ain't cool. Fucking having titty grits all in between your teeth and shit. You worst part is what I'm done. I'm getting out of the bed, trying to put my clothes on, and I look over at the pillows, all these little black particles that I spat out of my mouth. And I said, oh, shit. And I said, God damn, I know I can fuck and all, but I ain't never fucked nobody till they tits fall apart. So, have you ever heard of such a thing? Is this a, what's the, do you know any sisters who mention, hey, bye, I got fucking tit grits. I got pieces of titties in my bra when I take them off.
I didn't. Not at all.
Oh, goddamn crumb tit titties.
But this is what I'm talking about. When people know that they have certain issues and don't disclose it, like, it's different. You know, certain things you might just not going to just, in a talking stage, getting to know, you're just going to just, boom, blurt that out, like, so fast, so early. And once you get to a point, to a level, to a point of no return, when you know, hey, this person is going to find out, I'd rather them, me tell them, then they find out the hard way, that is, oh, God, that's a form of catfish. That is deceitfulness. That is lies. You can't trust people like that.
You know what? Maybe that's what it is. It's some goddamn catfish because it's got scales falling off the nipples. Titty fish? Is that titty fishing? What the hell?
She part fish?
Yeah. I don't know, man. And she didn't stink. The hygiene was good. Everything was perfect until I put the damn titty in my mouth. I just, damn. Is it poisoning on the tips of these damn things? Goodness gracious. All right, let's see if we got enough time for, oh, boy. All right. This one is from Kim. this was a screenshot sent to me from Lady Wren. Shout out to Lady Wren for contributing. She said, hey, y'all, read this and please talk about this. So this one is called Benoit Balls, and it's from someone called Large Community Property. Holy shit, oh. We know what time that is. Mm-hmm. So I'm 24, and I've been having sex quite often with my boyfriend. I was wondering if any of y'all have ever had any experience with using Benoit Balls. Is there any benefits to it? Does it spice things up? And if so, what are some good quality Benoit balls?
I mean, that's basically your kinky muscles. You know, first of all, anybody that can control the walls of their vagina, the muscles in their vagina can control the world. You can get whatever you want. I think every female should know how to do it. No ands or buts about it. But that, I mean, of course, definitely is benefit. Especially when you know how to control the walls in it. The muscles in your vagina, you can kind of regulate and you can control when he comes. as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, there's benefits to it. I mean, you could sit at your desk and do it. You could walk around the house and do it. You could just anytime, I'm not going to say any place, but I mean, it's just something you can do. All you need is probably about 5 minutes at a time. It's not like, you know, those muscles aren't, you know, as big as like your muscles in your arms and your legs and stuff where you have to do it for a long period of time. But yes, it's great to know how to do. And I recommend it 100%. I mean, mm-hmm. Some people need the ball, some people don't. Because the balls are basically like little weights. It's different sizes. Then they have ones for beginners and ones of people who've been doing it forever. The ones that beginners has like a little, sometimes a string or something like a string, so you can be able to, you know, pull it out. Where the ones that don't, you just kind of like push them out.
The strings are my favorites.
The strings are your favorites?
Yeah, like a yank them out fast, or sometimes you yank them out slow. Yeah. Yeah. You can, they're very good, excuse me, they're very good for having oral sex, have them inserted in you as a lady, and while you're licking the clitoris, right when you're coming, he yanks them out, or you can pull them out one at a time, slowly. Depends on what you like. Get two sets. That way you can shove one up your ass and one in your cooch. And he can yank them all out at the same time when you're coming. So that will definitely, excuse me, that will definitely increase your pleasure and have an experience. But I hate to disagree with the queen, but I'm a firm believer in you wear your Benoit balls anywhere, everywhere. You're in church with your Benoit balls up in you. You're at the supermarket with your Benoit balls up in you. You get your hair done, shifting left to right with the Benoit balls on up in you. You know, I call you and I say, hey, they in you? You better say yes. So, yes. Fun little game.
Mm-hmm.
Fun little game. And you can get said Benoit balls at Pure Romance by Viola Pearson. PureRomance.com/Viola Pearson. You can definitely get the vaginal exercisers, which are the little metal joints, come in a nice cool case. And then they have the weighted vaginal exerciser balls that come with a little string that you can pull, like we talked about. So that's all I got, Queen. It's time to go home, go to bed. Old people.
I do want to thank everybody for tuning in and also contributing to the discussion. I hope we answered all you guys' questions. Remember, it is very important that not only you but your mate is satisfied as well. Like I always say, I would rather have a non-existent sex life than a boring and unfulfilling one. And people, you got to be teachable. You don't know everything. Mm-hmm. Work for the last might not work for the present or the next. Any last words before I sign off?
Nope. You guys have a great weekend. Shout out to Tia Lockett. Shout out to Zio Style. Shout out to Ms. Dopeness. And shout out to Nazia for everyone who tunes in and stays loyal. And we appreciate y'all and all the other listeners listening all over the world.
Okay. So that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.